Hello, and welcome to 12-Sided Stories Demigods, a Powered by Apocalypse game. And now, the author of Demigods and our herald, Jason Mills.
Hi, and welcome back for the finale of Demigods on 12-Sided Stories. My name is Jason Mills, and I am your herald for this game.
Hey, I'm Mac Beauvais. I'm playing the Verdant playbook. My character's name is Victoria Redding. She's the daughter of Hecate, and she has used a couple ascendance moves, is getting real weird, and apparently can turn into squirrels and cats and stuff. So that's awful fun.
I'm Abrea Iyengar, playing the Trickster playbook. Petty Smith is the daughter of capitalism and now the VP of the brand new capitalist afterlife.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing the Warrior playbook. My character's name is Xochitl, and she is the daughter of Coatlicue, an Aztec goddess.
And I am Wes. I am playing Mordicus the Reaper, and I don't want to become what my dad is, but, death and stuff.
Last time we saw your invasion of the capitalist afterlife, and which is, you know, just a harmless amusement park where everyone was having a good time and you all kicked everyone out. However, everyone who was there had been coerced to sign something in their dreams, or at least not fully explained what they were signing. Maybe not coerced, but the park emptied out. The inhabitants have gone back to whatever lives they left in their dreams, and the park was visited by one new arrival before you were getting ready to leave, who came in and found himself welcomed enthusiastically by the park staff as the first new resident. So, capitalism himself had escorted you to the gate and sort of encouraged you to be on your way at this point. He actually invited you, Petty, to just remain. He's making this argument right now.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to go back. You can just stay here with us and find your footing and do the things you need to do to make this place work right.
I mean, are you saying that I need to spend time here to, like, become good at it? I'm gonna be perfect at it when I come back, and you're not gonna tell me when I will and won't show up.
I like your confidence. That's the confidence of a go-getter.
Yeah. And we're gonna talk about a little pay bump when I get back here.
That's my girl.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Dad. Love you.
Just before we get too far in it, I had an ascendance move. And you, I believe, Victoria had one.
We've all used one.
We all used one.
Yeah. So I think just real quick, because it changes how we look, maybe we should each say what that change was. Because Victoria had already done one in a previous game. So she's only one away from...
Yep.
Yeah. And
apotheosis.
And I think this is great as we see the, like, four of you slow motion walking out of the gates of amusement and, walking out to the parking lot to leave this, you know, horrible dreamland afterlife. and we get a good panning shot of what all you look like now. Victoria, why don't you go first since you've ascended twice?
Yes. So the first time she started to become a little bit more see-through. And more reflective of the world around her. She's become even more transparent. She's kind of got like almost a wispiness to her, almost as if it's, I described it before, kind of like Predator, where he's got the cell shield on, but you can still see the outline. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like that. She had gray eyes, but they're going a lot more silvery now. And she continues to sort of reflect everything that's around her. So if she's in an environment that's a lot of green, there's a lot of green tones and all of that. If she's somewhere that's like a city, it's going to be more of like the, you know, tones of the city or earth tones, mm-hmm. depending on where she's at. So she really reflects nature everywhere she goes.
Cool.
Nice. So before, Petty had a heart-shaped hole in her chest, and she was able to cover it with clothing. And I think in our walk away, you see that she was wearing that business suit. Now that she's a VP and like a boss, the heart like burns through the clothing on both sides, and like it's always showing. Like the clothing can no longer cover it. And I think like mortal gaze sort of slides over in this way that immediately makes them think like cold and heartless, and they like want to slide over the idea of Petty and the idea of Petty's emotions in her heart. So I think it's also like a emotional coldness.
Oh, as we do this, we should say what consequence you chose.
Yeah.
Following that, what did you pick?
So I picked a fate's disfavor on all pierce the veil rolls, which is dope because I'm already very good. I'm not worried because I'm very good at judgment with my minus one. So
right. It just comes back around to being very good.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm staying good at it.
And Victoria, what two things did you pick?
So I have animals flock to you at all times and reduce max harm to 6 boxes.
So chill.
So chill. When she did her ascendance move, the consequence she took is that she is now obsessed with preparedness, even more so. She has this unearthly glow about her, and her eyes are slightly glowing green. She also has blood red streaks in her hair. Yeah.
I like that.
Dope. And to mortals, it would look like she just colored her hair, you know, some funky thing. And maybe like she wears, you know, shimmer lotion all the time. But
sure. Does it even have a little bit of that like blood matte texture to it? If like it looks like blood in her hair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. So Mordicus turned into the medieval version of death for a little bit to scare everybody off out of the park. Because of this, his skin tone has turned very pale, and he's grown a full beard that's super curly, like you would see on an ancient Greek statue.
Mm.
Nice.
Just like his father's beard.
Yeah.
So he's become more like his father.
That's amazing.
Because he's got this huge beard and really...
Father, Hades.
Hades, yeah, sorry. Yep. Hades has the full beard and is really pale.
Is it the kind of beard like he goes to trim it and it's just...
No. No, it just spits out. Yeah, it will not be cut.
Yeah.
It looks well-groomed. Like, he was kind of baby-faced before, and now it's like man beard. So
is it sort of like those statues, the Greek statues, right, where it's like the perfect little spiral curl?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
In
that's
the beard,
what it is.
But it's perfectly square.
Yeah, it's little little spirals that go down to like a little bit below
like
my
a trapezoid.
Chin.
Yeah.
You hit Reaper puberty?
Yeah,
totally. Re-puberty. Re-puberty.
I re-puberty'd it. Yes, that's how I look different. And I took, I always see dead people now.
Nice.
As a consequence.
As a consequence, yeah.
Yep. The four of you emerge from the parking lot, not really having gone any specific distance or gone to a like, oh, look, here's the portal out of here. But you do fall through the ceiling of Carl's apartment. On his bed, which is now mostly broken because four people just fell on it. onto him asleep in the bed.
Oh.
And a very angry cat who has just jumped up and left. and it was what, like mid-afternoon when you went there originally?
Yeah.
The sun is down.
Oh.
So.
Oh, get off. Jesus.
I was trying to, and then you moved. And then she just slowly like slides off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Carl wakes up. He's like, oh, sorry, lady. Do you need more food?
I'm not lady.
Right now.
Where is she then?
She just left the room.
Sure. Okay. Look, it's fine. If that's how you want to do it, we can. That's fine. I'm sorry about what you saw before.
Life choices. Life choices. Life choices.
So, Carl, what have we learned from this experience?
Don't sign contracts offered to you by mermaids on your dream surfboard?
Yeah.
Yes.
How would I have known that?
Well,
how would
you
not know that? I mean, really.
It was a dream.
How often do you sign a contract in a dream?
I feel like it's happened before.
It hasn't.
No.
Carl, why don't you just come to my afterlife when you die anyway?
Don't do it.
What? Why not?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
I think
well, the fading thing is kind of bad.
The what?
The fading thing.
No, that's for that's for people that are alive.
Oh,
when they go.
Yeah, no,
that's the piece.
That would
of the
be
puzzle
his forever afterlife.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Never, then, yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna
it's
pull
nice.
An iPad out.
It's actually
out
not bad. Look, no.
I'm
contract.
Asking while he's awake.
Well, what happens to somebody who's bad and goes there?
Mm-hmm. Don't think bad is really a concept capitalism has.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you mean by bad?
I don't want to like hang out with axe murderers.
Do axe murderers make money? Do they sell the axes? Because they wouldn't go there, I don't think. Doesn't it have to be something plugged into capitalism?
No, you just have to believe in capitalism.
I mean, Carl's a delivery guy, so
yeah,
he would definitely go there.
I mean, capitalism is the way to go, for sure, yeah.
Hi, I only have like 5% battery. Can you sign this?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Carl.
Thank you.
Grabs it back.
87% better.
Whatever, not my problem now.
Exactly.
Not my problem.
Hey, do you have a coin, right? I'll hold it for you now, and you don't have to pay when you get
How many
there.
Coins do you already have? I saw you take 4, and then you took one from the other guy. What are you doing with all these coins?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so I'd like...
He's obviously lying.
Yes. Well, hold on. Actually, Petty, I'd like you to roll sway someone.
Yeah.
Because you can't stop yourself from being convincing.
I can't.
However, when you roll against another player, they get to choose what happens.
This is cocked, but we'll count it as a 7 plus 1 is an 8.
8.
Okay, so on a 7 and 9 versus a member of your weave who agrees... So you, the player, would agree that your character accepts this as fact.
Okay.
You don't have to.
You do not have to. If you do, you'll gain a thread.
I will. Because I like threads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not lie.
All right.
What's
wrong? Nothing.
Did you need anything?
No.
Did you have more unnecessary questions for me?
No, I believe you. You're a good person.
I know.
Deep down inside.
I am. It's pretty out here on the surface.
It is.
Yeah. So you asked about what happened to all these coins, and you said, what coins? And you go, I must have been wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I missaw.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Side question. our max harm, is it back up to normal now that we're not in there anymore?
Yes, max harm, but not anyone else's.
I took a harm, so. Because I'm going to roll to heal my own harm then.
Cool.
Boxcars.
Yeah, take a thread.
Yeah, get a thread and heal up. He says, I don't think I have a coin.
Okay.
That was in the dream.
Okay.
When he dies, he'll have a coin for you.
And remember, he's like shirtless in pajama pants, like getting out of bed. He was in bed when you landed on the bed.
I'm still going to do the thing of like looks expectantly with an open palm. He will put something in my hand. And I will wait.
Oh, okay. He hands you his cell phone.
That'll do. I'll just put it in my pocket.
So, like, off the bedside table, puts it in your hand.
Yep, got it.
Didn't know what to do.
What?
But why?
Sorry. I'll put out more food for you. Hold on. And he, like, goes out to the kitchen.
Good, yes.
He thinks you're a cat.
Lady, where are you? I need you to show your face right now.
No.
What can I bribe you with?
More birds.
I go over to the window.
Mm-hmm. There's like 30 birds on the little railing out there.
And I want to get one of the birds for her.
Do you leave the bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to use mimicry to turn into Victoria.
Okay. Mac, is that okay with you? Are there any dice we should roll for that?
I mean, if it's in her power set, then it's...
Well, yeah. Yeah.
If you would like me to not, you can say it and I won't do it.
No, it's fine. It's just awful.
Although to other supernaturals, you'll still have that heart-shaped hole burn.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm just going to stand with my hands crossed over my chest because I know he can... Carl can see it.
Yeah, he can see your weird shit.
And when he turns, like, I just want to go over his ear really quickly and be like, don't talk about it out loud. I'm very shy about this, being your cat.
I'm so sorry.
I love it so much. It's my favorite thing.
Okay. And he doesn't, like, turn to make eye contact with you, right? Because he's, like, opening a can of tuna.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tuna, my favorite.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, yeah. I pretend I didn't say anything. I won't say anything again. I'll put this down and we'll pretend it's not a thing.
Okay, thank you so much. And then I slide back and just grin.
All right, apparently I'm still trying to catch birds.
Yeah, so the problem you're faced with when you're addressing the birds outside is 29 of the 30 birds know that you made a bird fly into cat mouth. And one bird does not know. And they're telling him, don't go. Don't go in there. Just look at her from here. Look from here. Don't go. Oh,
you want to come over here. You know you do. Snatch.
Yeah. And they can't look away. These 29 other birds are like...
And maybe you'll think harder about bothering me next time. And slams the glass door shut.
5 more birds land.
Lady, I got a bird for you.
Let it go. I have to catch it.
Only when you come out and show yourself to Carl.
Why?
It's very dramatic. Do it or you don't get the bird.
Okay. And she puts on this very performative purr to go like wind between his legs and almost trip him.
Yeah. And I'm like, there's your cat. And here I am.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can okay. I walk out at that moment?
Yeah.
And here's the bird that I'm letting loose in your apartment.
What the fuck?
Patty, why are you pretending to be Victoria? That's not cool. She's obviously enjoying being a cat.
Why are any of you my friends? I don't understand why,
I'm just saying,
why
not,
any
not,
of this.
I know that you get, I know you like playing tricks and stuff, but this isn't cool.
I'm just behind Sotiel right now, I'm like hiding, like,
Mordicus, you need a thread for that.
All right, thanks.
That was great.
And I'm just giggling.
However, the environment outside the apartment, the sun has gone down. It's dark outside, but there's a sudden flash, and you know that was definitely lightning. And a few seconds later, thunder rolls.
Ah.
If you can imagine what that would feel like to, you know,
what would that even be
in a space.
I don't understand.
As this is happening, though, like, in that moment where I'm, like, hiding behind you because Mordicus is making me the proudest lie father I've ever been in my life, I want to tap Sotiel on the shoulder.
What?
I got you something.
What'd you get me?
And I want to pull out the, like, the fanged bull mandible.
Mm-hmm.
I got this for you off of a monster.
Oh my gosh, you know me so well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I saw it and I was like, this is definitely up her alley.
This is totally going on my wall.
God, yay. And I hand it over and like give you like a little
sweet.
Hug.
I like that.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
She's giving me a spoil of war. That's meaningful to me.
Yay.
I like it.
I think while this is happening, like at the same time, Victoria's super fed up with this whole thing and like turns into Lady and tackles the actual Lady. And I'm like, who it's kind of like the like, see?
Who was just about to leap for the bird.
Yeah.
So the bird is free and you've tackled the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like motioning with one paw, like, see, two,
Carl.
Not the same. And then turns back to Victoria.
Can I throw my voice?
Yep.
To Ben.
Right away, please.
Yes. I'm going to bend fate to use my voice that way. So 7 + 3 = 10.
Whoa.
As Victoria, as Lady, now has me going like, see, sounding at the most like a parody of myself, like Petty as I can. See, I'm not Lady.
At this point, even with Carl's ability to interact with the supernatural, his eyelids are drooping and his eyes are starting to cross a little bit as he is, like, his head bobs because he is just this onslaught of abilities is, in real life, is much more difficult to deal with than, like, in the dreamland afterlife
right.
sort of thing. So he is leaned back against the counter and is, like, trying to keep his eyes open. And he's not making any sort of argument or sort of, he's barely interacting with this at all now because it's grown beyond him.
Okay, nice. Cool.
But I did get enough threads to gain a new move.
Yeah.
So. Ooh, yum.
So I go over and I pick Carl up like a baby and take him over to his bed and lay him down.
He just immediately falls asleep against your shoulder. It's like, this is better than thinking of anything.
I lay him down on his bed and put a blanket over him and say, there, and walk out of the room.
Yeah, he just rolls over and goes to sleep. He quits.
Okay, so we all heard that, like, ominous thunder, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Heard not to.
Somebody's not happy, I think, with what we've done. We should leave this area so that we don't have to save Carl again.
I didn't want to save him the first time. Let it be said.
Yeah, but in your heart you did, or your heart hole, or whatever that
My
is.
My what?
Your heart
That's
hole.
That's so rude. You see this.
I do.
Too soon.
Too soon? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Oh my God, I can't even be mean to you. You're so nice.
I have Ridiculous. A new beard.
I do like your beard.
Thank you.
I kind of want to decorate it. Have you considered glitter?
I have now. I think it'd be wonderful.
There's a thump-thump squeak and a bird is caught in the apartment.
I'm sure the cats will forget it.
Yeah. Victoria.
No, I'm back to being Victoria already.
Oh, okay.
Fuckers.
Hey, where were you?
I said what I said, and I leaned down like, Victoria. Come here. Come here. We have to go see what's outside. Come on.
I go and I grab like a ruler and just like shove it right through where your heart should be and just rattle it around in there.
Ooh, like she's like weird. You're inside a cage or something. Yeah. Let me out.
I think she's like, she winces at first and then gets closer to you and even closer to you and says, I like it when you're inside me, and winks.
And just like give it like one more, just like.
Demigods are weird.
All right, so I go to the door and open it up, and
to the hallway or the sliding glass door?
The sliding glass door. Yeah. And just look out to see what's coming our way.
Okay. 30 birds fly away looking offended that you came out to their tiny balcony. And when you look up the space between these two buildings, this is like tiny alleyway that you're over.
Right, right.
You can see clear skies, stars in LA. You can see like
a lot of stars.
That's no good.
Like a Colorado night sky.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, all the lights are off. Everything's off. Is it clearly dark?
All the lights are on.
Well, we have stars.
Yeah, we're in Los Angeles.
No. Corny joke 352.
And across this clear sky, you see a forking bolt of lightning. It streaks across, spreads into like five more bolts, and then it looks like it hits different parts of the city.
Guys, we have an issue out here. There's a bunch of lightning bolts hitting a bunch of things, but clear skies and stars everywhere.
That's exciting.
Yeah, not so much, but am I feeling a pull? Is this hurting other people, or is it just a sign of, hey, come to us?
I think it's real hard for you to know in all of LA whether someone is being hurt or not.
Well, like, is there like a lot of people dying really fast from this?
More than usual.
Okay, cool.
The normal death rate in LA.
That's, I'm just, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. As a sort of sense of the tide, it's fairly normal.
Right. Like, it's not Alderaan. Okay, so.
Petty, Carl's phone is buzzing.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pull it out.
Okay, so he's received several text messages along the lines of, thank you for your application. You've been accepted to our program at the introductory level. Please report to the distribution office, and we will begin your paperwork.
What's the sender?
It's like that string of numbers that's like a computer.
Yeah,
a computer sent it.
Hey guys, was Carl trying to move his way up in the world? And she's holding the phone by the corner.
Like it's dirty.
Like it's dirty. Like, ugh.
I wonder if that's a message for us.
I mean, yeah. Oh,
it might
let me
be.
Just think about it a bit. I'll clarify. Like to pierce the veil.
The message says, Carl.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Weathers.
Weathers. Thank you.
Oh, no.
No.
His name is Carl Weathers, but he's a completely different Carl Weathers.
No, we can name Carl like
Withers.
Seasons.
Withers.
Carl Seasons.
Yeah.
Carl
Seasons. Yeah.
It's like somehow it. So much worse.
Yep.
Oh, I hate it.
So it's for Carl Seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. I would still like to pierce the veil to see if I can like really tell who this is.
Yeah,
from.
That's the thing you're really good at.
I'm very good at it. I get to roll 3 dice.
Ugh.
Wow. That's a 10 minus 1 is a 9.
Wow.
Yay.
All right. So you get to ask a couple questions.
That was weird. I did not think that was going to go that way. Who is responsible for this text?
A deity in your pantheon.
Ah, shit.
But it's being obscured. Like, it's intentionally obscured from you.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Okay. It's from someone in my pantheon, and they're blocking me.
Can I take a look? Maybe I can see.
I toss the phone at you immediately.
Mm. I take a look to see who is sending the text.
Okay, so for you specifically, this text resonates. And I'd like you to roll Pierce the Veil, and I'm going to burn up one of your questions. And I will tell you, there's no chance of me taking a hard move on this.
Ooh.
Okay, so Veil is what?
Pierce the Veil is plus judgment.
Okay, so I'm good at that.
Well,
thank God.
Not like that.
We're both good at it.
7.
Oh, wow. With a plus 3.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Take a thread for doubles.
And take a thread for doubles.
Take a thread for doubles.
You with the doubles.
So the first question I'm going to answer that you didn't ask is, you can identify this text as a direct message from the Reaper of the Economy Pantheon. It's from a god. right? Not another demigod.
Okay.
So this is a god of death, psychopomp, whatever that is, and they're recruiting Carl.
Recruiting him to what, though? What exactly are they saying? Like, to...
They've invited him to come sign his paperwork at the distribution office.
Okay.
Was there an address?
Mm-hmm.
Can I help you come up with your second question by asking my second question?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to ask, why did this person, like, that sent the text, like, bump me from knowing who it was?
Because they're in competition with you.
Oh. Someone's very salty about me seeing this text specifically.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because maybe they wanted to be the ones in control of the capitalist afterworld.
Rude.
And because your dad gave you nepotism, which is a sacred right in capitalism.
We are fucking demigods. We're all the results of nepotism.
I know, but in capitalism, it's very, very, it's a strong ritual thing, right?
Nepotism's literally a Greek word, so you can get all the way off my back about it.
Nepotism. Can I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's not saying you're wrong. She's just saying don't say it.
Anyway, if there's an address, we can go there and find out what's up.
Your phone.
All right.
Is it unlocked? Did I unlock it? It was unlocked.
Yeah, you can see it. You've unlocked it before.
So we could go directly there and find out what's what.
Okay.
So is it, where is it?
It looks like there's an office building in Culver City.
Of course, Culver City.
Oh.
Like in traffic now. Okay, let's go to Culver City. You can do that instantly.
And it's like, so sundown to like 7 p.m. on Thursday?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
From WeHo?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Oh, there's going to be so much traffic. Puts on her glasses.
I hate her when she does that. I really wish I had that ability. Let's go get in my Dodge Dart.
That was my first car in real life.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are adorable.
We both had Dodge Darts. So yeah, we start heading over there, I guess, right?
Okay.
Yeah, wait, didn't somebody have hashtag blessed?
I do.
Oh, so the one person who could get you through all the traffic left.
Right.
Yeah, okay, good.
And that's why she's blessed, because she doesn't have to get us through traffic.
You could send me a text. I can come right back.
All right, I send you a text. Can you please come back and help us?
Only if you say that I earned my job.
You earned your job.
Like, out loud. Say it out loud.
I text and I speak at the same time, so I did.
Okay. And then, like, a minute later.
Doesn't everybody text and talk out loud?
Oh my God, no.
No.
I thought that was a thing.
And you hear three heels walking on marble, and then she appears again. Hi. What do you need?
We need to get through traffic quickly, and we were hoping you could help.
Wait, does that mean I have to be in traffic with you?
Kinda, but if you help us, it'll be faster.
Don't you have, like, a Dodge Dart?
I do.
We could always take my car.
Oh, please, yes, yay. I'm driving.
You're going to drive my car? I'm driving my car.
I mean, do you want to be blessed or not? I'm a very good driver.
She has to drive.
That's how it works. Cool, thanks.
What kind of car is it?
Lexus.
All right.
Nice.
All right, so you head out into traffic, and...
This car is wonderful.
Yeah.
Don't get anything on the seats.
What does hashtag blessed say exactly? I'm new to this game, so you just have to help me out a little bit.
Things just work out for you. There's always a parking spot right out front, a table ready, and you have your name is definitely on the list, the VIP list. If there's a mortal inconvenience in the narrative, let the Herald know how it works itself out. Hey, you've seen the movie Tokyo Drift, right? I'm going to get you new tires, but... And then she's like, you never see her check a mirror. And she just like pulls out and like, it's the exact level of like car choreography and every like chase sequence you've ever seen in a movie.
Car-fu.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like weaving through and like drifting around. But there's someone with what's my least favorite car? White Benz.
Mm.
I take off its mirror. Like, it's not even in the way. And I'm just like,
out of your way to take out the mirror. Yep.
Actually, she does it a couple times. Like, we hit sunset for a hot second and she's just like, bullshit cars and just taking off mirrors. But your car's fine.
Yeah, because I'm black. You angle it right.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm just popping mirrors and teaching them a lesson to not have have those cars.
Yeah, I bet
when I'm around,
they'll learn that lesson.
Exactly.
You stream through the city and show up in Culver City in minutes from WeHo, which is shocking. And
and she does the like the commercial like park where it's just like and like spins right into like the perfect spot.
Yeah. And the
facing out.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, the parking meter's paid up to enough time where you wouldn't have to pay anymore.
Yep, so, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to toss you back the keys.
Thank you.
New tires.
Yeah. Of course.
The office you've been taken to is not the old building you knocked down. It is across the street from there, though.
Oh, it's a new building we can knock down.
Yay! Oh, my God.
Yay!
It's a bit of a skyscraper. It's, you know, probably 30 stories. Not that tall, really, for this area.
Yeah.
But it's... this isn't even... The whole building is not this place. It's, like, they have the second and third floor, and... That is what this business is like. It doesn't even say the name of the business outside. It's just
so it's
like,
a recording studio.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it gave you the address and the unit number to go to, and that's what you've got.
Warrior, go for it. You go first. I have no idea okay, what we're going to do.
I'm a little obsessed with being prepared.
Yeah,
so
what does that look like right now?
Right now, it looks like I'm going through... In my mind, you know, okay, we have X amount of flights. Here are where the exits are. This is our, you know, this is our plan for getting in. This is our exit strategy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're like looking at me like, okay, you're overthinking this. I'm like, no, tell me you know the plan.
I know the plan.
I'm lying. I wasn't listening.
She was just cycling through, like, what do I dress like? And you just see her, like, flashing through outfits. Like, I am active listening.
All right. So, yes, we walk in.
Okay. Are we taking the elevator? He asked for no reason.
Sure.
I mean, probably would.
Yeah.
Depends on what shoes you're wearing if you want to walk up all the stairs.
I didn't walk upstairs. Where are we going? To the roof?
It's the second and third floor is this company's address.
I mean, the elevator's a trap. We all... understand that, right?
Yeah, it's only second and third floor. I think we should walk up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, right. And I'll also just follow up. The text message was sent to Carl Seasons, and none of you are Carl.
Yep.
So
I disagree. I think I've finally realized what my outfit calls for.
Carlness?
If you could just block any reflective surfaces, I will be upset if I see myself. I don't want to look
we'll
not
do our
like
best.
This. Thank you.
But isn't he like a ripped surfer dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I said.
You just don't want to see it.
I just don't want to see it.
All right.
I'm cute. Okay, so I'll be Carl.
Mordecai, I need you to roll judgment for me. This is just a custom move, not pierce the veil.
So that's 9, 12.
Damn.
That's a bunch.
Yes.
Okay. It occurs to you as you're walking up the stairs and everyone's kind of thinking about what to do next and Petty takes the form of Carl... You realize her disguise is still, you know, she very much looks like a supernatural being just in wearing a Carl suit. And
a suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Sugar.
Sugar. Water.
The disguise could be benefited by trying to tamp down the sort of magical realness of it.
Okay. Is that something I'm...
You're aware of that. I don't know if you know how to accomplish it, but it just occurs to you that, like, she only kind of looks like Carl. If this is, like, a supernatural interview, they may see through some of it.
Petty, unfortunately, yeah. You're giving off a very supernatural vibe right now. And
oh, my God, thank you. You too.
No, it's not a good thing because we're trying to trick this person to think that you're Carl.
Oh.
So we need more surfer dude and less... Silver Surfer.
I don't get that reference.
Yeah, well, basically, we need less supernatural and more mundane.
Okay.
I know mundane's hard.
I don't know how not to sparkle, but I'll think about it. Can I attempt to bend fate in order to, like, turn up the, like, magical resistance and turn it more into, like...
That's exactly what I thought you might
do. Yeah, cool. Like, no scry zone.
Yep. Ah! Well, it would have been.
It would have been. No, we'll burn a thread for fate's favor.
Okay.
Yep, there we go.
Hey.
It's 8 plus 3 is an 11.
Yeah. All right. So what two boons and Bane. One Bane would you like?
That's right.
Stupid Banes.
Banes forever.
So let's, your gift goes, does something beyond its normal limits. Mm-hmm. So let's bend magical magical resistance so you can't really see through the disguise that much. And then I would love, just love to give our fight monk over here Fate's favor in the event that it comes to punches. Sweet. And then for Bane, let's do...
Wait, sorry, tell me what the boon was again?
The boon, second boon was give Sochiel Fate's favor.
Oh, right.
In addition to pushing my gift.
I can't imagine why we would need to fight in here, but okay.
I can't imagine that would be something.
I can't see it happening.
Let's take one harm ignoring armor, as I think, like, that weird bending, like, actually made her a little more mundane. Mm. And maybe the giant hole in the chest hurts when it's not magically bolstered by being a demigod.
Can I offer something to that?
Let me just, here you go.
What if the hole in your chest squeezed itself shut?
Oh! Yeah, that's so much grosser. Yes, that, though.
This is mortal.
Yeah. And I think she, like, drops to her knees and just sort of, like, screams it out. Just like, ah! Yeah. Fuck!
I think you're a little short of breath for the moment.
Yeah.
That's because it, like, squeezes your chest together.
For what it's worth, it's not that I'm out of shape walking upstairs. It's because the hole in my chest closed.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm
you
fine.
Can all see how different she is in this form.
Do I, like, always have some, like, small flask of alcohol on
you
me?
You tell me.
Sure. I always have a small glass of alcohol or something.
Oh, cool.
So I pull out... whatever I think that would help her kind of deaden things a little bit. So one of those little travel vodkas.
Nice.
And I say, here you go.
Do you have anything nicer? I'm sorry. I only drink top shelf.
What do you want?
Like a Pappy Van Winkle would be amazing.
Can I try to bend reality?
Oh, yeah. This is great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love all of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So should I roll for bend reality?
No, we can just turn it into something.
So I pull out what you...
Into something.
Yeah, yeah. Just anything that... Oh, that will do. Thank you so much.
Would this be considered easing someone's suffering?
Yeah.
Excellent. Trying to clip them off as I go.
Nice.
I'll take my teeth.
All right.
Don't have nice cars on Sunset is a lesson I've decided to teach.
Oh, boy. All right. So you come out of the stairwell next to where the elevator would come out. And the space you're in is, you know, this office takes up the whole floor. The elevator is kind of at the front of the building where you would have come in and signed in with the guard or whatever, not that you did any of that. But you come out of the stairwell, and it's the kind of space of, like, any sort of... It should be, like, the size of any TV, like, police department bullpen or newspaper bullpen, you know, like, that number of desks.
Yeah.
I think we all have a number in mind.
Right.
But when you walk out into the space, it's like you're in Costco.
Right.
And you know now why they needed second and third floor is the place is magically bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
But they used the second and third floor to, like, create that. So really this space is like three stories tall. They have squeezed it into this. Does that make sense?
We walk out into a bigger
on the inside space. So when you come out, there are hover drones whizzing back and forth. Some are like rotor drones flying around just looking at things. Some are like a hover forklift type thing. And it's, you know, going around picking stuff up and zooming around. And there are several kind of humanoid robotic type things moving around and stacking things that it's more convenient to have arms and hands to move around. It's just busy. It's like, you know, the inside of a Costco right before 4th of July.
Oh.
And there are some humans as well moving around, but it's the real world doesn't have robots like this yet.
Okay.
So
I think Carl is walking forward, and because he was, like, kind of stressed out, like, he has alcohol breath and, like, is pitting out and actually looks pretty like Carl, like, more like Carl than before.
Right, yeah.
Very in character.
So look around as he's striding forward. As I'm looking all around to see if anyone's coming to meet us or...
Your phone, well, his phone buzzes.
Yeah, you had it.
Yeah, I take a
look. Oh, yeah, okay, great. Yeah. So it buzzes, says, thanks for coming. Please take a left, follow the red line on the floor, and go to the waiting room and take a moment to fill out the preliminary forms, and also have the potential recruits you brought with you fill out their forms as well.
You know, the whole time I'm just like looking around, looking, you know, just mm-hmm. taking it in.
You get to the waiting room. It's a sort of an office off to the side. The waiting room has a bunch of like fresh donuts and coffee and stacks of clipboards with like ready to go forms, but no one is in here.
Oh, it's like, literally no one?
Literally no, just the four of you okay. have entered this space.
And we still don't know what the job is.
No.
I'm just going to start inspecting like the forms. I'm not filling anything mm-hmm. out, but I'm going to read them. I think she like posts up, like flops across a couple of the chairs, letting her petty come through, and just starts perusing the forms.
Can you roll weird, please?
I would love to. 12.
Oops, too high.
Oh, no. Hoisted by my own petard.
The form is, well, to someone else, would be a dizzying maze of doublespeak and lies. Mm-hmm. And you just sort of easily untangle this with your eyes.
Nice.
You
know?
And as you see through it, it reforms itself into like, okay, I get it. The jig is up. Like, here's what I say.
Okay.
And it also, like, the paper gets longer because it had, like, shrunk down
yeah.
and was all obfuscated.
I think she's cooing at it the way, like, people talk to cats. Like, come yeah. on, just be normal. Thank you.
Who's a good magical contract?
Who's a good
I'm offended
contract.
For a moment, and then I realize she's talking to the paper.
It's the same tone of voice.
That's going to take a minute, though. What's everyone doing while she's doing that?
I'm going to go listen in at the other door, the one that's not marked.
Oh, okay. You can hear a fair amount of movement, like muffled talking. Can't really hear what people are saying, but you can hear muffled, like benign conversation. The door has good soundproofing, but fair amount of activity on the other side of this door.
And are there security cameras in this room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm looking around again. Where are my exits? Where's the best tactical advantage? You mm-hmm. know? All that kind of stuff.
I guess I go into the restroom and make sure that this place is not some kind of janky, scary place that mm. is doing stuff that's illegal with cameras.
Yep, this is a single-use restroom, plenty of room to move around per, you know, ADA regulations, and it, you know, has all of the niceties of a like a executive washroom.
And is there a vent?
There is a vent.
Can I turn into a rat and go into the vent and try and scurry to spy on the other room?
You'd probably have to use your human hands to pry the vent open
yeah.
and then pull yourself up and transfer as you... Because the vent's not yeah. big enough for
That's
your human
kinda
body.
That's kind of what I was
yeah.
thinking I was going to have to do is like kind of do it on the fly.
It. Okay.
And it's a little silver rat.
Okay. We'll come back to you in a second. You are traveling through the vent. So you're cajoling the contract
yeah.
and it is... very much responding to you.
Yep.
This is like, oh, this I like you better than what I was doing before.
Yeah.
So this is good. Its original thing was to trick someone into becoming an adoptive demigod.
Oh.
And so it's specifically designed for a mortal to surrender their mortal life oh. in as a, like a promissory note
okay.
of service.
Interesting.
And which is pretty yucky.
Yeah. Oh, signing away demigodhood. That's or into demigodhood.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that you would become a, you know, for the privilege of becoming a demigod, you would give, you know, 999 years of service to
yeah.
whomever this is designed to, but you're having trouble parsing. You like you're bumping up against that masking
yeah.
again, of like specifically the thing that doesn't want you to know who it is.
Yep.
Is what is causing this to happen.
I just have like a little like redacted thing in my mind. Like, why
yeah.
can't I read that word?
Just fuzzes out.
Yep.
But what do you want the new contract to say?
Oh. Oh.
You do not have the ability to create a demigod yet. So it can't...
Get out of my head.
You're still a demigod. You have to be a deity to make demigods.
Okay. I think we're just going to say this binds the demigod into service. Or this binds the mortal into my service, but does not confer demigodhood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they bind it... They'll be bound to your service
mm-hmm.
for 999 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That seems fine, right? Is this better? I think I did a good job.
The door opens up, and a woman is standing there who has an iPad like the iPad mini, and is in a very nice pantsuit and says, Mr. Seasons, are you ready to come in for your interview? Do you have your forms filled out?
I do. They're all filled out.
That's a lie, right?
A big old lie.
Yeah, okay. I don't think she's really prepared to push back against the demigod. So she's a mortal.
Oh, just a person?
Yeah. Feels like it. And I think you were like prepped to like put that lie, that big lie energy in.
Yeah.
And she just, it just washes over her. She's like, yep.
I saw something on here about you have it like having to have someone from the company co-sign. Can you just sign right here? And I want her to sign my contract.
Yeah. Just saucerize.
Yeah.
Cool. You're right. Co-sign. Thank you for coming, Mr. Seasons.
Mine. That's mine.
Right.
Now. She's mine now.
Please. She like sits down in the chair and says, please follow me to the meeting room.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still going to need you to lead me to wherever you thought.
Yeah, it's right this way. And she goes to sleep.
Oh, God damn it.
Petty, after this, we're going to have to talk about consent.
She signed it over.
But she didn't read it before she did.
That's a dumb human thing and not my problem.
And then she stands up, bolt upright, like, what did you want?
Hi, I need you to lead me to wherever you were going to lead me before.
Oh, yeah. Are you armed?
No, do I need to
be? You should be armed.
Oh my God, thank you so much. And I loop my arm around Sochiel. Got it. Let's go.
Okay, good. There were four of you.
Now there's three.
Wait, what?
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yes.
For right now.
Is that good? Directed more at Petty.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go. What's your name?
Monica.
Oh, Monica. You're so sweet. We're going to have so much fun. Okay.
Also, I have a 9mm under my jacket.
Oh, yeah.
If that's helpful.
Yeah. I know. Mortals are so squishy. Can I hold the gun?
Yes.
Thank you.
And she pulls it out, and it's actually, it has all these arcane etchings on the side of it. And it is definitely an epic ranged weapon.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to hold on to this.
Thank you. I didn't want to hold it anymore.
Oh, that's great. Can you do me a favor? Point us where we're going to go, and then go ahead and just hide out over here. I don't want you to get hurt.
Okay.
I treasure you.
Yeah. It's a okay. And she just directs you where to go. And
thank you.
Goes and falls asleep on the couch again immediately.
Just yeah. Oh, that's mine now.
Her brain's been through a lot.
Where's our little rat friend?
Speaking of a rat friend.
You go running through the vents and you find several places where you can look out over, because you're in the AC vent that looks out over the office. And it looks like a great big office. You can tell there are lots of mortals in the room working. They are working alongside divine level, magical robotic automatons. And so there are these mortals should know that these are not possible robots.
Yeah.
But they are just working alongside each other of like everyone moving around, doing things they have to do, signing paperwork. It's all very exciting.
Thrilling.
Hmm.
Okay. Do I see my friends come in through the door, like into the space?
Yeah. Roll judgment for me, just custom judgment.
That was real bad. I don't have any threads, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's just a 4.
Okay, so as you're watching, bad news, you succeed. As they pass through the room below you, you watch every single person that they pass beyond turn and stare at them. And you're maybe thinking like, oh no, maybe I should warn them or something. And the vent that you're like kind of pushing up against to look out and see all this happening swings open and you tumble out. Yeah. Do you want to turn back into a human, or are you still a rat on the floor?
For this second, I'm going to still be a rat, and I'm going to go scurrying after them as fast as my little rat legs will go.
Yeah, you can catch up to them. No problem. Mm-hmm.
Are you still wearing glasses?
Yes.
Well, yeah, those green glasses are good. They reveal.
Well, I have to know it's not a normal rat, so I don't scream like an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I totally come running and, like, come up and, like, up your shoulder.
Yep, and there's a whole...
And I like head bob to like behind us.
When you turn, everyone turns back to their desk.
That's not obvious at all.
Okay. No, like 40 people. right back to what they were doing before.
Okay.
So Mac is making silent rat faces. Yeah. The recording.
Yep. Yeah, just kind of like an ooh face.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know where to go? What to do?
Shake my head.
Okay.
onward then, and go in the direction that Monica.
Mm-hmm. You head towards a meeting room that, once you go inside, again, doesn't make any more sense. It's sort of a boardroom with a long table, maybe could seat 12, five to a side and one on each end. And when you go in the door, all the way around the room, it's like you're on the roof of a building in L.A., and you can see out everywhere as if you're like 100 feet up and looking out over L.A. And there's one person is sitting at the end seat of this long, long table, and they have just a brown business suit on and looks up and says, Carl.
Hi, I'm so excited to start work here.
Where's Monica?
She's down the hall in the waiting room with some of the other recruits that I brought.
She was, well, who are these?
Some of them. I said some of the recruits that I brought.
She was supposed to deliver. All right, you've done an excellent job delivering things.
Thank you.
And we want to bring you on as in a more sort of substantial capacity.
Oh, okay.
The various companies you've delivered for are actually our companies, or recently became our companies.
Mm-hmm.
And we will end up delivering everything. And you have the unique opportunity to be one of our, let's say, deliverers.
Okay. And just tries to look like words are glossing over his brain, just nodding and smiling.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
That sounds great.
I just need your paperwork, and then we can get to work.
Okay. And I'm going to pull out the contract. No, I'm not. I'm going to pull it out like, wait, no, guys, no, I'm not going to do it.
And he looks confused for a moment.
What do you deliver?
Well, everything. Do I have paperwork for you?
I'm just going to sit at the other end of the table and throw up my hands.
We left it with the receptionist.
Well, that's not...
Martha or somebody? She said she'd take care of
Monica.
It. Monica.
She's great.
Yeah.
We love Monica.
Yeah, Monica.
Let's roll sway someone with advantage. It's fate's favor.
7 plus 1 is an 8.
Okay. I'm also going to let both of you roll sway, so roll provide aid. Plus your tangles with Petty.
That's a big fat 6.
Okay.
7.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
that's fine.
We're fine.
And you're still a rat, right?
I'm an emotional support rat.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I feel emotionally bolstered. Thank you.
Roll provided.
Hence the glasses. They provide emotional support.
Right?
You. I think instead of a vest, emotional support animals should have to wear little green glasses.
So that's going to be 8.
Oh, okay, great. So you get a plus 1 and a plus 1. That'll take you to 10.
Thank you, guys.
We also have a 4, right?
6.
A 6. Man, same difference.
Yikes.
Okay, so...
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, you get this lie, and then there's this, like, you feel the anti-lie. Some people, there's like a word for that.
Yeah, I don't...
It's like opposite of a lie in the room. It's like...
Can't think of it.
Right on the tip of your tongue, but...
Nah, I don't know.
It's
I got
like
nothing.
Behind you.
Yeah.
Whatever. And you're having this conversation. You're holding his, attention.
Yeah.
Explaining to him. You sit down and you're like, no, I'm not going to do that. So what is it you were going to say to him?
Oh.
Because he's now listening to you. That's what the role was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was kind of breaking kayfabe on there. But let's go with, she is going to like kick up her legs on the table. Like, I feel like I saw something about being a demigod, which is cool. That sounds fun. Am I a demi? Like, what kind of powers am I going to get? Like, what's the whole deal? Like, cut me in on this. I'd like to know more.
Oh, okay. So you did do the paperwork.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure he didn't. And I'm a little concerned.
Oh, no. He's cool. He's with me. He's not heavy. He's my brother. Who are you? What was your name again?
This is going to be a little hard to understand, but I am the son of Amazon.
You don't say.
He really thinks this is an impressive reveal.
How are you the son of Amazon?
And I don't mean Jeff Bezos, okay? Like, it's not that. It's like...
So you're not getting all the money.
It's like the big picture. Man, I don't even need money anymore.
Oh, you're a demigod.
So why are you doing a job if you don't need money anymore? Why not just go have a party?
There are other rewards in this world.
Like free shipping or...
Oh, yeah.
You're a messenger. You're not him. You're not it. You're just a demigod.
You're a pawn.
Well, I wouldn't say. I mean, I'm actually.
When's the last time you got drunk? I mean, really drunk, and had your own moment to yourself where you weren't thinking about making money you didn't need.
Well, I don't even understand that last part of your sentence. But the now look, and he like gets up out of his chair. He's like, I came to offer you an opportunity.
Yeah.
My dad is the shit.
Oh, that's
the
phrase. Does
he live on the next floor?
That's the phrase that pays. I would like to put on my sunglasses and appear right behind him with the 9mm.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to click, click, boom.
Okay. Let's roll
my ear. I fall to the table.
Is she a worn item? Does she come with me?
That's up to you.
I super want to take a ride.
Yeah.
What is the space you passed through? Because I don't think she's seen it before.
It looks like a marble hallway, and the thing you feel is this like insatiable hunger. Like you are starving and you want to consume everything. And
I that's try the not thing to eat your feeling. Face.
I don't know what that's like at all.
That's so nice. Yeah. The hungry hallway is the thing she calls in her head.
All right. Roll smite your enemies.
Tie.
Nice.
Sweet. Oh, it's an 11.
Bunch. Yeah. Okay. I assume you'd like to exchange harm.
I would love to exchange harm.
Okay.
So exchange harm. I'm going to protect myself and crush them.
Okay, great. So this is an epic weapon. It would deal 4. He's dealing 5 because you picked crush them. He would deal 3 harm to you based on what he's doing.
Yeah.
Do you have armor?
No.
Oh, okay. So you reduce it by 1 and take 2 harm.
Yeah.
And he...
No. I'll burn a thread. I'm taking no harm off
okay.
of this. I just want a clean 5-hit harm shot.
Yeah. So you appear behind him. He also is preternaturally fast and is trying to spin out of your, you know.
He gets to look at it when I shoot him.
Yeah.
That's better, I think.
They're like looking in your eyes when you die.
Yep.
he spins his elbow, like, should have knocked you out.
Yeah. Right?
And he hits really hard.
Yeah.
So, but you just do the, like, turn your head a little bit and turn back.
Yeah.
And the gun goes off. Hits him in the shoulder. He spins and falls back and is looking very injured. So he's like stumbles back against the wall. The wall is holding him up. There's a red streak.
I take that advantage to finish him off with my sword.
Okay.
Okay. So smite your enemies.
Finish him. Finish him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That's a 15. Take a thread.
And I think for this moment, I'm going to... Normally, you have to unlock the godlike component for a basic move. We're going to just say it is unlocked for right now.
Yes.
And godlike for Smite Your Enemies says... On a 13 plus, select all of the options from the list. So you'll exchange harm, you'll protect yourself, you'll crush them. What advantageous position do you prepare?
Well, it says plus 1 forward to your next on your next smite. So I'm guessing my next smite is probably going to be Amazon himself. So
oh, okay.
Reserving it for that.
All right, you punched him so hard we hurt his dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I can work with that. And making an opening for an ally? Oh, no.
Ooh. Oh, I'm totally making an opening for Petty because she's taking the lead on this and she understands her pantheon. So,
all right. Yeah. And if you were to take something from your enemy, what would you try to get?
His wallet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're broke.
Oh my God, you did a robbery.
And you have an epic weapon, right?
Yes.
So that would be 4. It's 5 because you did crush them. You did everything. Right? Both of you have done 5. However, it also looks like his business suit is armor.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's reduced a little bit of the harm that he's taken.
It's okay. Shark. It's the shark suit.
Yeah. Shark skin. And however, shot. stabbed, and he's, you know, I think actually your knife goes all the way through and pins him to the wall.
Nice. Let's Rasputin okay. this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's trying to pull himself off the wall, but he's like, no, dad. And it, like,
yell. I want to lean into his
yeah.
ear. Yell louder for him.
Yeah. And he does. Mm-hmm. He mostly indistinct. Yeah. And there is a that thunder sound again, and a lightning bolt passes through the ceiling without blowing up the ceiling, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a bad video game clipping effect. and this person shows up who is roughly humanoid shape. It's like a robot, like the sort of Terminator Arnold Schwarzenegger robot without the skin. And for skin is artfully molded cardboard.
Yes. Oh, so, my God. I wanted that to be true. Yes. And then you did it. And I'm so happy. Oh. With the Amazon smile, with the smile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously. And then glowing red robot eyes, right?
I hate it. I love it so much.
And shows up. This is a god, so I'm going to have a little bit of liberty here. Yeah. Grabs both of you by the back of your whatever you're wearing and throws you back. You're not taking harm from that. He just adjusts the shape of the room a little bit. Throws you back. You land on your feet. It looks super cool. what do we do about it?
I have an idea.
Okay.
So it's not environmentally friendly packaging that he's wearing right now, I believe. His cardboard there. I think he's overpackaged.
Yeah.
but what I want to see if I can push a gift beyond its limits.
Oh, what gift is that?
The channeling life force into something. Mm-hmm. I want to bring the cardboard back to life and have the roots and shit start like reeling into his innards and start trying to pull him apart.
That just blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
I like it.
She nasty and I like it.
Let's roll Ben Fate.
Okay. And also, can I say that I'm defending the wilds? Because I don't like the way that they're doing their packaging for this.
You can. However, I am going to leverage Fate's disfavor on your roll because you're up against an actual god.
Okay. So if I spend the threat I just got, I can...
You could buy it down to a regular roll.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And is it, so my roll is plus weird.
Yep.
Get it.
Oh, dice, don't fail me now because I want to do this real bad. Boxcars!
Wow! Perfect timing. That's
so that's
14. Amazing.
Look at these perfect babies.
This is so good. Okay, so your Ben Fate, you wanted to push a gift beyond its normal limits. Would you be okay if we just, because boons you can double dip.
Okay.
And I think it would be appropriate to take that boon twice, since we're, again, up against an actual deity.
Yeah.
And what bane would you like?
I'll take Fate's disfavor on my next roll.
Okay. Yeah. That seems fair.
Yeah, because I feel like I've pushed it so far, and it's like, Fate's kind of like, all right, calm the fuck down.
yeah. So the cardboard shrivels. First, it turns into bark, and it's not immediately obvious, like, why is that bad? But then we know the bark and everything under it, we see roots and vines reaching into the machinery as the, like, robot underneath is exposed. It's still up and moving, and it's, like, actively trying to... Oh, it's like Fern Gully. It's, like, pulling the plants and branches out of its gears and workings. Am I the only Fern Gully?
No, that's why I laughed.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Cool. I saw some blank looks.
No.
No, I love it.
And
so when it's doing that, I'm going to do Whirlwind, which allows me to smite my enemies, but I get to use Judgment instead of... I can't... If I'm successful, I can't protect myself, but I just ram into him with all the force that I
Does
can.
Does it say anything about collateral damage?
Yeah, yeah. I can't protect myself from collateral damage, but I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That's 9-12.
Oh my gosh. We saved all our good rolls for right now. This is great. What does it look like when you crash into this?
Look like a force of death, like a fog of skulls.
Yeah.
That just hit him really hard.
Rad.
Okay. Neat.
I love that.
Dissipates into me or right behind him or whatever.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, he is staggered as you shove him back. He's now like dealing with the force of you against him. He's taken some harm from that. You're going to be exchanging harm with him.
Yeah.
So that would be 4.
Okay.
Do you have armor?
I do. I have epic armor.
Okay, so you only take 2 of it.
Right.
Unless you want to spend a thread and knock down the last of it.
I think I'll spend a thread because we're having a good time.
Yeah.
All right. So no.
I think he threw Petty back across the room towards the far end at the far seat, and she's just going to sit down again. She puts the 9mm on the table, kicks up her heels because she changes from Carl, and just says, "We don't have a lot of time to deal with this. You're God. But I told Monica before we came in, I came packing, and I'm going to burn my ascendance move to let her burn her ascendance move. Hi, can you take care of this for me? Thanks."
"With pleasure." And so my ascendance move that I'm using her tick box for, he flings me back. I, you know, do that kick up where you jump back up. Of course, you know. I run up along the wall and jump down on him with the sword.
Hell yeah.
Like through some of the gears and the wires.
Like, through the robot clavicle.
Exactly, through the robot clavicle. And after I plant the sword, I twist it so that I can cut as much as possible.
Showers of sparks shooting out of there. Yeah.
And then I grab his robot head and rip it off.
Oh no, but that might hurt him.
He starts sparking and buzzing and collapses.
Yeah, you absolutely are able to read every movement as you step through the mayhem and just knock away every sort of counterattack and, as you described, dismantle the physical form of this god.
Yeah.
Would you mind terribly if I kept the head, please?
Can I at least have an eyeball?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, totally. Mm. So I take the eyeball.
All right.
Is it possible now? Is he dead in this physical form?
Well, so deities can, they get killed all the time, but they reform because people still believe in them. So he'll be back eventually. Maybe he's learned his lesson and won't mess with you, or maybe he'll be shitty about it.
What about his son?
His son is looking quite deflated, literally and figuratively, as he is pinned to the wall. Oh, no, you took your knife back. So he's slumped down, but he is at 7 harm, right? So he is dying, unless you want to do something about that. But he will pass on to the economy afterlife, which, you know.
Yeah.
There you go.
What?
Can we take together? Can we together?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, walk over, like, kind of arm in arm. Like, did you sign the contract to go to my afterlife when you die?
Oh. It's really the best place for you.
It really is.
They put you in charge?
I am in charge. And no one's going to take it from me. Do you understand?
Her dad was in a play on Broadway. Something like that.
All hail Petty Smith. And then he breathes his last breath, and you pick him up out of his body. You pick, you know.
I'll be right back. I'm going to just take him over there.
Thank you so much.
No problem. I'll see you guys in a minute.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, hi. Yeah. I know this isn't the way you thought your day was going to go, but... We all have, you know, things that happen, and it's weird.
Except on your way there, he is gushing about how cool Petty Smith is.
She is. She is very cool.
Yeah.
And my portal is way different from hers, though. Mine is just, like, tons of people screaming and just, like, horrifying.
What? Wait, what?
I'm really sorry. This is the affectation my dad likes, and I'm kind of stuck with this.
This is a nightmare.
Yeah, it is, but just listen to my voice.
You're going to my place?
You're going to your place. Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh, God.
Avoid the screaming, and I know there's a lot of pictures of people pushing boulders.
Oh, my God.
That's old school, I understand, but we're all okay.
Okay. And he passes through and eventually winds up at the amusement park. And, I want to get just a quick little epilogue of how we deal with this building that was, you know, established as a temple to delivery.
I really think that since it's not our pantheon, that it should be a temple of commerce to Petty, right?
Yeah, I like that idea.
Thank you.
Can we love that. At least add some greenery to it?
Oh my God,
like,
yes.
Maybe I can bring the conference room table sort of like back to life or something.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, apparently a thing I can live do now. So
tables.
Yeah, the legs turn into tree trunks. And
you can maybe add an atrium.
That would be amazing. Whatever you want to do, that's
and
fine.
And like maybe pay for everybody's health care.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a nice thing to do.
Yeah, that's fair. You're fair.
It would make them love you more and worship you more.
Oh, my God.
And give me less work over
time. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. I like worship. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
That's, yeah.
My cool. building now. And I yeah. think her, like, she's got, like, the, like, cool, like, boardroom desk situation. And to mortals, it looks like she has a bust of Adam Smith.
Yeah.
And to anyone not mortal, it's the head of Amazon. Like, he's probably regenerated in something else, but I kept the fucking head.
Yeah. Yeah, that body's
now he's going to be a yeah. drone carrying a box. That's his new form.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's Demigods.
Yay! Yay! We did the thing.
Thank you, everybody, for playing this game with me. I really, and for inviting me in to play with you. This is, I've been a big fan of 12-Sided Stories for a long time since The World London, and I, it's very exciting. I'm like kind of geeking out to be here with you.
Well, you're welcome. We had a great time. Yeah, we had so a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to go around the table? Start with you.
Oh,
the
yeah.
creator.
Yes.
Where do they find this wonderful game?
I'm Jason Mills. I'm not just your herald. I'm also the writer, producer, and director of Demigods. the game is available at demigodspbta.com. Right now, it's a quick play document that is fully playable. And when the book is done and edited, the PDF will be available on drive-through and everything else. So you'll be able to find that and then pushing out the printed version as soon as physically possible. So you can find me at It's Probably Okay, just the letters okay, on Twitter and the Demigods website I mentioned. Also, if you like the sound of my voice, you could tune into our streams at Happy Jacks, where I'm there Mondays and Wednesdays, running Shadowrun, playing in Things from the Flood, playing in the Masks game, Eidolon Academy, and that's all about me.
That's awesome.
Hey, I'm Mac Beauvais, and when I'm not making vines grow into weird robot gods, you can find me on the internets as at Strange Like That. You can also find me over at Happy Jacks every Monday playing the games.
Nice. I'm Abria Iyengar. You can catch me on social media at Quiddie, Quiddie. I stream all over the place. On Sundays, you can catch me playing Demigods on New Pantheon on Saving Throw Show. Mondays, you can catch me on Hyper RPG playing Kolok 1991. Tuesdays, I'm running Pirates of Salt Bay on Saving Throw Show. And on Wednesdays, catch both Jason and I on Masked Eidolon Academy.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on the socials at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can find my music through Plate Mail Games at Drive-Thru RPG.
And I'm Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can also find all of our sound effects and music on Drive-Thru RPG and BattleBards. If you want to check out the podcast, we're on Twitter at 12-Sided Stories, the number 12. We're also on Instagram at 12-Sided Stories, and you can check us out on Patreon if you'd like to support. We are there, 12-Sided Stories, and also, you know, do a review or do a shout out. All those things are helpful. So thanks a lot. Thanks again, Jason. This was great.
Thanks for having me.
And so we'll,
fun. Yay. Woo. We will see you all, or you'll hear us later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.